Are you ready to glitterize your day? Let's get right to it. I'm the Samantha Parker, and here's your daily dose of glitter. Hey there, glitter bestie. Well, you guys know if you listened to the podcast yesterday, I'm going to be your biz bestie for the next 7 days, and we are talking about content. I'm giving you 7 actionable items that you can implement into your social media content strategy, or if you haven't started, you want to start, it doesn't really matter where you're at. You could be like advanced, new, whatever. We're just getting a glow up over here. All right. So day two, we're going to just like dive into mindset. And I know that a lot of times when I'll start like a program or a course or paid to learn something from someone, they want to go over the mindset very first. And there's been a couple of times where this has irritated me. I'm like, are you just throwing this in as like fluff? And really it's not about fluff. Because especially when you're putting yourself out there in such a big way, you will eventually sabotage yourself. I have had so many of my clients do it. And then I know that I've done it to myself like so many times. Like I'm just like bleeding heart over here. I know how it goes. But you have to get your mindset down right, because you're going to be putting yourself out there and you're going to think, what if my mom's third aunt cousin sees this and they're judging me? Or what if my husband makes fun of me, or my kids make fun of me, or my friends start to make fun of me? Or like, who do I think I am, right? So you have to go through all of that. So whatever mindset tools you have in your back pocket, you're going to pull them out right now. You're going to make sure you're doing the things that feel good. You're going to make sure you're putting on those blinders and you're not giving a fuck what anyone has to say. And you're going to make sure that you are doing what it is that you want to do. And you're not worried about anyone else. Because the sabotage will come up if you're not doing the mindset work. If you have it at the front of your brain and you're like, okay, I know there's going to be little icky patches. I know there's going to be uncomfortable periods. And you're like, okay, I got this. Hey, I think just being aware of it will give you the tools to pause and not sabotage yourself. So let me tell you guys a quick story about sabotage. I have a social media client right now whose content is performing really, really well. Like, again, you guys, they're getting that profit. They're getting calls booked. Things are moving. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about it, but the results are there, right? The proof is in the pudding. So now what I'm seeing that's happening is because this person is getting out there and putting themselves out in a new way, and they are actually getting the results that they want, it freaked him out. Okay. To the point where if there's a post with their face on it, I'm seeing it getting deleted after it's even been approved. I'm noticing that they are starting to really, really like nitpick all the teeny tiny little details to try to find something wrong, when ultimately the goal of using the platforms was to put themselves out there, make more money. And that is happening, right? And you might be like, well, that's fucking crazy, but people do it all the time. I've done it. You've done it. It's okay. Just realize that you're going to need to like work on yourself as you go through this process. Don't sabotage yourself. Don't start micromanaging when you're getting the results that you want. Don't start trying to find things wrong, thinking that you could have made better videos, you could have done this, yada, yada, yada. We're not doing that, okay? All right, guys. If you are loving this, shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what questions you have. I can always answer them on a further podcast. Just feel free to hit me up. I'm the Samantha Parker on Instagram. And then of course, share this with your other biz besties. That's going to be our new phrase, biz besties. I'll get some buttons. We'll have like the glitter biz bestie bitches floating around. But I'll see you guys tomorrow for day 3.